And this new episode then proceeds quite lucidly in peaceful E major tonality up to its climax. Which then subsides into the first real definite cadence of the piece. And wonder of wonders, this cadential point of repose is in B major, the dominant of E major, just as it's supposed to be in the books, following the most classical tradition. Then where is ambiguity now? What's happened to vagueness, to the very point of this piece? Ah, but that is the point, that the larger overall ambiguity derives from this very interplay between the chromatic wanderings and these landmarks of tonal articulation. It's the same phenomenon we observed in Mozart, and again in Berlioz, and in Wagner. Chromaticism contained in diatonicism. Only here the chromaticism is enormously magnified, and if I may hop back to my earlier beat-up metaphor, there are still those tonal fences to contain it. They're a bit shaky, but they're standing.